Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Begin this new episode of Neon Jazz with a popular act in the Kansas City market these days. That was Abel Ramirez with his big band with their take on the popular jazz tune, Undecided. This song was originally published in 1938 and was first recorded by John Kirby and the Onyx Club Boys. Other popular versions included Chick Webb and his orchestra with vocals by the great Ella Fitzgerald and the Ames Brothers with Les Brown's orchestra. Abel Ramirez's 17-piece big band is an impressive jazz organism that weaves in and out of many styles, such as samba, mambo, West Coast, East Coast, the waltz, and the foxtrot. The music has a nostalgic classic big band sound like Count Basie's Kansas City Swing era feel and the 1950s vocal style of old Frankie Sinatra. He is one of the finest drummers these days, and rightfully so. Thank you for tuning into a new episode of Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the heavyweight champion of jazz towns, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here to make sure you dig the best of that jazz genre we have to offer, featuring musicians like Bill Evans, Warren Marsh, Sarah Vaughan, and many, many more. Let's keep that swing vibe moving here on this episode. Here's the king of swing, Mr. Benny Goodman, with the tune Don't Be That Way off a Jazz Master CD.
Thank you. Herman Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Trombonist Chris Barber with the 1961 song Revival live at the London Palladium. Along with scoring well on the UK jazz charts, he helped the careers of many musicians, notably the blues singer Ottilie Patterson, who was at the time his wife. It's relatively rare to have a trombonist that has so much pull, and Chris certainly does. Let's wade into a new tune here on Neon Jazz. This is tenor saxophonist Warren Marsh with his quintet on the 1958 song Dixie's Dilemma off an album called Jazz of Two Cities. Thank you.
Jazz.
Was pianist and lounge musician Mr. Irving Fields with the 1959 song Pretty as a Moonbeam off his Bagels and Bongos album. This was his most famous album, which sold over 2 million copies. Fields has recorded nearly 100 albums featuring trios, quartets, orchestras, and his solo work. Well into his 90s, Fields currently plays 6 nights a week at Nino's Tuscany, an Italian restaurant in New York City. Now that's a cat with some serious moxie. Let's listen to an accomplished musician, arranger, band leader, and composer, Mr. Don Redman, with the tune Hot Mustard, right here on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Canadian valve trombonist and composer Rob McConnell with his sextet featuring Ed Bickert on the 1984 song Panonica off the album Old Friends, New Music. He began his performing career in the early 50s, and in 1968 he formed the Boss Brass, a big band that would become his primary performing and recording unit through the 70s and 80s. In 1997, McConnell was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, and in 1998, he was made the Officer of the Order of Canada. He remained active through the 2000s. Over the years, Rob McConnell and the Boss Brass became one of Canada's most popular jazz ensembles, and for good reason. The next song on Neon Jazz is a solid tandem of trumpeter Clifford Brown and the brilliant drummer Max Roach on the 1954 song Tenderly off the historic California Concerts.
Thank you. Trovai nascoste un bazar di scialletti di piume ancora viva di colore una goffa bambolina e la vecchia bambolina che ha quei dì la mia nonna da piccina divertì bella non è per ora chiude con sé di cent'anni fa.
That was the song La Pupa della Nonna, featuring Quintetto Ritmico di Milano, on an album featuring the music of Italy in the 1940s. This album is full of contemporaries from the Django Reinhardt and Gypsy Jazz era. This is a delightful album of 23 tracks that soar with pure enjoyment. I am hooked on it. It's stuck in my car radio. Coming at you next on Neon Jazz is vocalist J.C. Parker, a rather rare, obscure vocalist in the world of jazz, with the 1962 song, You're the Cream in My Coffee.
Ye will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the cream in my coffee. You're the salt in my stew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar. You're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You give life savor. You bring out its flavor. This is clear, my dear. You are my worst achieved, dear. You're the sail of my love boats. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Thank you. You're the cream in my coffee. You're the salt in my stew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar. You're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You give life savor. You bring out its flavor. This is clear, my dear. You are my worst issue, dear. You're the sail of my love boat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I should do dig you. Well, I'd be lost without you.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Neath a starry sky, it's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it. Won't you tell me how? It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Ooh, nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it. Won't you tell me how?
That was American jazz vocalist Sarah Vaughan with one of my favorites, the 1955 standard, Nice Work If You Can Get It. She got her start as a child singing in her church choir. In 1942, she was thrust into the spotlight after winning a performance at the amateur night at the famed Apollo Theater. And by the mid-40s, she was on TV. Soon given the moniker Sassy, Vaughan showed her impressive 3-octave range and quickly became regarded as one of the finest jazz singers of all time. She was inducted into the Jazz Hall of Fame in 1990, the same year she died. Not to be a downer, at least she saw the final honor. Here's a brainchild of the great Chet Baker next on Neon Jazz. This is the Amstel Octet with the 1985 song Hazy Hugs.
Thank you. How about some more neon jazz?
Do it!
We'll be right back.
That was the Ed Palermo Big Band with the song Gumbo Variations off his 2006 album called Take Your Clothes Off When You Dance. Taking us out of this episode of Neon Jazz is the great pianist and composer Bill Evans with the 1962 song You Got to My Head off the Interplay Sessions. Thanks again to my good friend, show engineer, and the creator of the Neon Beat, Mr. John Christopher.
Recording.
Talk to us about our show here at Neon Central. Our contact is neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Let's go.
Rolling.
We're rolling. Powder room.
No, we're not.
Good night, Dick.
Neon Jazz.